Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
My name is Cora Shippey. It is December 28th, 2019. I am interviewing my Grandma Shippey. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Odessa, Missouri.
What was your childhood like?
Well, when I went to elementary school in Wellington because I lived on a farm that had belonged to my grandma, my grandpa Ring. So, and that was north of Odessa, and it was in the Wellington School District. So I went to Wellington School District from first grade through sixth grade. Now, your question was, what was my childhood like? Yeah. So when I lived on the farm, I was very bored because I didn't have any friends that lived near me. And so we would just go out and play in the barn or sometimes go fishing in the pond, but no friends to play with until I moved to town when I was in seventh grade, and then I had friends to play with.
How did you and Papa meet?
Well, I think we met when I was like a senior in high school, and he was the brother of a girlfriend that I had in high school, dated Grandpa's brother. So that's how I met him.
What was my dad like growing up?
Your dad? Oh, your dad was outside all the time. Fishing, and just playing outside, jumping on the trampoline. He liked to hunt and fish and ride a four-wheeler and jump on the trampoline.
Was he well behaved?
Not at all. I would not say he was well behaved. I would say that he fought a lot with his brothers and had a hard time minding his parents.
Who has been the biggest influence on your life?
Biggest influence on my life. Wow. I guess I would say my mom. Because my mom was not highly educated. She got married while she was in high school and had to finish up her high school degree in a correspondence course. And so she always encouraged me to, you know, to be educated and to be able to take care of myself.
What was the happiest moment of your life?
Oh, man, I have so many happy moments in my life. That is really hard to pinpoint. I think my happiest moments in my life are when all my kids and my grandkids are together and we get together for dinners and spend time together. I don't, I guess I would say, like, you know, maybe the birth of my kids or my grandkids was a pretty happy time.
Are there any words of wisdom you'd like to pass along to me?
Yes, I guess so. I would just say that it's important for you to, be kind and to pick friends that are kind. And to realize that, you know, not everybody is kind. And when someone's unkind to you, that's not your fault. So you shouldn't feel bad about that. That's their problem, not your problem. So just work hard work hard, learn a lot, and be a good person.
What are you proudest of in your life?
I guess I'm proudest that I think your grandpa and I provided a good home and family for your dad and his brothers, and we stayed married and we worked hard together, and so we were able to accomplish a lot, and not only financially, but I think we have really good relationships with our kids, and so I'm proud of that.
Are you proud of me?
Oh, am I ever? I'm so proud of you because you're such a hard worker and you do so many things so well, but you're a nice little girl, and that's what I'm most proud of.
Thank you for letting me interview you.
You're most welcome.